We begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Simen Kuf, Ayin Vav, Hilchos Kalei Begodim, Sif Aleph, Tzemer Rechelim, wool of sheep, whether it's a male sheep or a female sheep, Im Pishtan, with linen, Asa Mishim Klaim, may not be combined because of Klaim. Hemp looks like linen, but hemp is not linen, but it could cause a lot of issues in Hilchos Klaim. If you connect a garment made out of wool with a garment made out of linen, and you connect them with any type of thread, or you sewed a wool garment by using linen thread, would you connect wool threads with linen threads, or shakalan yachad, or you make a thread by combining wool and linen? This of klayim apply both by men and by women, and even by garments that belong to a nachri, we're not allowed to wear such a baged. We have to charge, we have to examine garments that they shouldn't have any shatness in it. But a bracha is not made when we do such a investigation. If one has a rope or a belt made out of wool and one made out of linen, you're not allowed to combine them into making them into one rope. Hatayk of tkifa achas, if one makes one stitch, kashroi, and after he made that one stitch, he made a knot at the end of it. Oy shatak of state kufis, or he made two stitches. Api shloi kashroi, even if he didn't tie that stitch, those stitches together. Have a chibuk klayim, it means that you've created klayim. Va'al ken also l'chav a beged tzemer bebeged pishtin, and therefore one cannot connect a linen garment and a wool garment, a fide machat, through a pin, b'loichot, even if you didn't sew them together, just connecting them is usur. Connecting them by stapling them together would be usur. Sebeis oiris ha-kvasim sh'asim menem begodim, the hide of sheep that is used for garments, mutal tafim b'chot epishtin, can be sewn with linen thread. We don't have to be worried that there may be some wool attached to the hide. Even though we're using linen thread, these pieces of wool that still may be connected to the hide are not considered threads. They're not considered like you have a wool garment. Sif Gimel. To use something to connect wool and linen, then a chatiches or to take a piece of hide, litva a liksha mitzida echad semer, and you'll have on one side of this hide wool, mitzada sheni pishtan, on the other side linen. The Rambam also in Atayra, according to Rambam, having this type of a garment is issa deraisa v'yesh mekilim. Okay, the two according to them, oyrus atfur tfurim yach bechute pishtan. If you have hide that are sewn together with linen thread, you could put them, connect them to a wool garment. Even though we maybe have to be concerned that the linen thread, the thread that connects the wool baged, will get connected. And that's why we're lenient with this. Alba nefesh yesh lelach mekadasa Rambam, and not wear this type of a garment. If you have 10 blankets, one on top of the other, a tacht and climb, and the other one is climb, also l'shevas elyoin, you're not allowed to sit on the uppermost blanket. Even though the Torah, when it speaks about the Isra shatness, says a beggar climb shatness, not allowed to have it above you. aval atamitzias tachteh could be below you. And even when it's on top of you, the pasuk says lo silbish, it has to be like you're wearing it. Still, chazal, and this, so here, it's not below you, it's below you, and you're not wearing it. Chazal said that we shouldn't sit on this type of an arrangement because the bottom blanket may come on top of you, and now you're having a benefit from klayim. And even if it's 10 blankets, it's all one iser, not to come, chas v'shalom, to a situation where you're going to be covered by klayim. If you have a large garment, the one corner is klayim. Also, but it's so large that you're not going to cover yourself with that part that's klayim. Still, also chas, that's my boy. You can't use that blanket, even the part that's not klayim. I feel the kotz hasheni, even though it's all the way the other side of this blanket. Av bisha klayim menachem laris, and the klayim are on the ground. Sif vav hatalayim, hatoifik sus klayim b'shvilev kachavim. If somebody is sewing a klayim beged on behalf of a nachri, toifik kadaka, he could sew it in a normal fashion. Av bisha ksus munach al kavaysav, even though what's going to happen is that the garment, as you're sewing it, is going to be on your lap. But as long as you don't have any intention to benefit and enjoy that, it's just the way you're sewing it. If somebody's a salesperson of a garment which is klayim, and he's wearing it to show it to a custom mutter, and again, as long as it's not the intention of the one that's wearing it, that it should protect him from the cold or the rain. Somebody wants to be careful, never puts on his body a beged that's klayim. And if they want to show such a beged, they put it on a gabbis stick. But many paiskim are of the opinion that this halacha only applies to somebody who's selling klayim. So if he's selling klayim and it's not, as we just learned, his intention to have any benefit from the klayim, then the halacha will be he could wear it. But let's say somebody comes to a store and he wants to try on a suit and he's told that that suit has klayim. There are those that want to suggest he shouldn't even try on a garment that's klayim. Sivzayim mitpachas hayadayim, hand towels. V'kan mitpachas shekach bo'acha rechitza, bath towels. Mitpachas hashulchan, tablecloths. Sh'oichon olav k'yotza b'zeh. V'kein hamapish al hashulchan, or the tablecloth that's on the bima, the base of Knesset, shekar olav, that's used for, that we put the Sefer Torah and we read on it. Asur mishum klayim. All may not be klayim. Certainly, a robe that one wears after he takes a bath or a shower may not be made out of klayim. Similarly, the mantle, the me'il that's put on top of a sefer Torah, or the belt, the chagura, the gartel that's put around the sefer Torah, should not be made out of klayim. Aval became vilon, a curtain, also lasses mekliim, should not be made out of kliim. Av prachas lefnei aron kodesh, the prachas that we put in front of the aron kodesh, mutter may be made out of kliim. Sifches agolus sheish lemichsa, a wagon that has a seat, a couch, shesharam noisim behem, that people sit on them, ride on them. Yesh mem chupim befnim bebig dey tzemeshi kliim, and they maybe have, that may be made out of shatness. Kimstama, sometimes the couch, the seat is made out of wool, but they're sewn together b'chutei pishtim with linen thread. Mutter lachspen. Uvad, shelazar shlo yisham b'tzadon sheshem klayim. Be careful, don't sit on a place where it's klayim. Mekoshkein, shelazar shlo yisheves akarim. One shouldn't sit on pillows shein klayim. V'yesh l'metirin l'sheves afil akarim kim shen suyim. If the pillows are made in a way, Sheinach Fafim al Tzidei Adam, that when a person sits to them, they don't fold up to be on top of the person, then technically one is allowed to sit on them, but better not to.